Continuing on this subject, Gretchen Peters joins us now. She's the author of Seeds of Terror. She joins us from her home in Maine. Gretchen, good morning.
Good morning.
You just heard Celeste and me talking to Captain Matt Taylor there, who's been riding along with LAPD officers in gang neighborhoods of Los Angeles. First of all, what do you make of this comparison between the law enforcement techniques required of the LAPD and what's going to be the right fit to really suppress the Taliban in Afghanistan?
Well, in the United States, we speak of the Taliban as if it was a one monolithic organization with a identifiable command chain, when in fact it's really much more like a network of gangs or groups, many of which engage in organized crime activities, drug trafficking, extortion, abduction. And wherever the Marines go, there will be criminal groups as well that refer to themselves or are referred to locally by the Afghan community members as the Taliban. So you have this mix of people that really behave very similarly to the type of organized crime groups that the LAPD is fighting in places like South Central LA and Houston and New York City. And so there's quite a lot that they can pick up from law enforcement officials here at home. And as Captain Taylor said, they are going to be training their Afghan counterparts, the Afghan police. And the U.S. Marines are trained to be Marines. They're not trained to be police officers. So I think there are quite a lot of ways in which they will find that kind of training quite effective.
So the Marines, as they're currently constituted, cannot reach a corrupt criminal subculture, which you say the Taliban is. How does that change the mission, aside from simply riding along and observing what the LAPD are doing?
Well, I'm not suggesting they couldn't reach them. I think that some of the tactics the United States military was using in general in Afghanistan were less effective than they could have been. When we go after groups like the Taliban militarily, I think we fight them at their own game. I think when you consider them as when you consider the economic model behind them and follow the money that is moving through their system and trying to degrade their ability to fund themselves and resupply themselves, to me that's a more effective way at shutting down a criminal operation, an organized crime group in a community. And in many areas, the Taliban functions essentially like an organized crime group, even though they have political aspirations. So I think that will make the Marines more effective in some of these communities. And as Captain Taylor said, it helps to train the Marines to protect the civilian community that lives in those areas and make them, as in military parlance, the center of gravity. That's something that has not been a part of the U.S. strategy in Afghanistan. And I've spoken at conferences and in training sessions where I've said, people are, when we go and do surveys about these issues, the local community members will complain that they suffer extortion, that mm-hmm. they suffer from abduction, and we're not doing anything about it. And
so
we say we're there to provide security, but we're not doing it. So that, to me, is the issue, is to listen to what people say the Taliban
and supply
are doing and stop it.
Traditional protection. Gretchen Peters, author of Seeds of Terror, comparing the Taliban to an organized crime subculture and how that would affect the mission in Afghanistan. Thank you, Gretchen.